We congratulate you for your re-election as the chair rapporteur of the working group. We trust that under your stewardship, this working group would continue to move towards enhancing the implementation of TTPA. The mandate of this working group has gained more importance, especially in view of the growing global concerns regarding the new and emerging manifestations of systemic and structural racism. We reiterate our call for meaningful actions to combat racism, racial discrimination, and xenophobia in all its forms and manifestations. In recent years, we have witnessed unfortunate incidents targeting individuals and communities, including migrants and refugees, on the basis of their race, sex, color, or religion. Racial profiling, police violence, hate crimes, extrajudicial killings, and restrictions on freedom of religion and cultural values, even in some of the progressive and developed societies, represent a sad reality and indeed an awakening call. The international community cannot afford such an approach, as silence and inaction breed impunity. We need to respond to victims' voices with both affirmative as well as preventive measures. After two decades since the adoption of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action, we need to reaffirm our commitment to combat racial discrimination in all its forms and manifestation, and that would not be possible without the effective implementation of TTPA. Coupled with rampant poverty and inequalities, racist ideologies and policies are depriving certain communities from equal participation and socioeconomic development. We reiterate our support to the people of African descent for their long struggle spanning over decades against systemic and structural discrimination. We reiterate our call for bridging the gaps in international and national discourse related to racial discrimination, including through criminalizing hate speech, racial profiling, and violence, eliminating systemic discrimination, preventing effective participation of marginalized communities in the decision-making process, and providing equal opportunities and access to livelihoods, education, and employment to the people of African descent. In conclusion, Madam Chairperson, we reiterate our support for your mandate, and we will remain engaged constructively during the deliberation of the working group session. Thank you, Madam Chair.